Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting second. The center fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting third. The first baseman, Roy Cullenbein. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Smith. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The right fielder, Ralph Hodgen. Batting third. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Culler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Smith. And now, play ball. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hodgen, who is chasing the ball. Peters reaches third base with a triple. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Moses, who is chasing the ball. Edwards reaches third base with a triple. Peters scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Edwards scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Culler fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses strikes out. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cullenbein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. There goes Mack. The throw from Turner to Appling, and Mack is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Peters is called out on strikes. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Edwards moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath is called out on strikes. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Rosar and he is safe. Moses steals second. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mac picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Mac. Moses scores. Hodgson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0-for-1 in the game. Curtwright hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hockett for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL strikes out. Two outs. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 1 in the game. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 1 in the game. Turner hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith strikes out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Edwards. The throw from Turner and he is out, Appling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac misplays the ball. That's an error on Mac. Moses moves to second. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodgen hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0 for 2 in the game. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a line drive into left field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosar hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Cucinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cucinello is 0 for 2 in the game. Cucinello takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cucinello moves to second. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Culler hits a line drive, foul, for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau bunts towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boudreau for the out. Hockett moves to second. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mack strikes out. Turner drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Mack out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mickey Rocco now playing first base. Roy Cullenbine now playing right field. Orris Hockett now playing center field. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 2 in the game. Turner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Peters hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Turner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kurt Wright. Cullenbine reaches second base with a double. Rocco moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rocco scores. Cullenbine moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling throws to second for 1, and Culler throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Cullenbine scores. Rosar moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosar scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodgson hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0-for-3 in the game. Curtwright hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Peters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rocco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith scores. Peters moves to third. It's 6-2, Indians. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to home to get Peters. Rocco moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cuccinello hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Cuccinello moves to second. One out. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Culler hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-3 in the game. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.